Christian Audio presents Silencing Insecurity, Believing God's Truth About You, by Donna Gibbs. Narrated by C.J. Critt. Dedicated to all who are seeking freedom, may you find hope and healing here. Introduction. I felt a sense of vulnerability and a rage of anger unlike anything I had ever experienced. My wallet had been stolen, and the offender was using my identity for his own good pleasures. I had been robbed. I felt defenseless and violated. If only I had known a thief had been lurking, I would have been more careful. I would have kept my guard up and been more alert. But now it was too late. The damage was done. I'd been betrayed by an unknown enemy, and the destruction was to my credit, my pride, and my overall sense of security. Millions of people fall victim to identity theft every year. The majority of those victims have no idea they have been targeted until months or even years after the crime. But I want to talk to you about an even more common, subtler, and more dangerous form of identity theft that is claiming unsuspecting victims. It is the theft of our purpose, our joy, our stability, and our very being. Webster defines identity crisis as personal, psychosocial conflict, especially in adolescence, that involves confusion about one's social role and often a sense of loss of continuity to one's personality. Unfortunately, I know only a few individuals whose psychosocial conflict ended in adolescence. In fact, many women at every stage and circumstance in life continue to be just as conflicted as they were in adolescence. What about you? Are you secure in who you are? Or do you still feel like a teenager who is tossed to and fro by each passing circumstance? If this describes you, then you will likely relate to some of the following testimonies. I don't know what to do with myself now that my children are out of the home. Who am I, if not a mother? When my husband left me, he took part of me with him. He was my everything. I just finished college, and everyone says I have great potential, yet I am still trying to find myself, and I truly have no idea who I really am. I take care of my husband and constantly run around taking care of the kids. I think I have lost myself in the midst of caring for everyone else. My husband struggles with an addiction to pornography. Clearly, I am not good enough or attractive enough. This is my fault. I was abused as a young child. I've spent my life believing I'm dirty and deserving of what happened to me. My physical condition has gotten worse, and I can't do the things I once could. I feel so inadequate. I work so hard to keep everyone happy, and I hate conflict. I lose sleep if I learn someone is disappointed in me. If only I had a boyfriend, I would feel better about myself. I feel so anxious and dejected when I don't have someone special in my life. My past prevents me from having a future. I don't expect to ever be able to experience happiness. I seem to fail at most everything I do. Why should I even risk trying? If only I were thinner. If only I were smarter. If only I were younger. I feel inadequate. I feel worthless. If you have ever struggled with thoughts or emotions like these, then you have been the target of identity theft. Unfortunately, you are not alone. So join with your sisters and let's enter a journey that is mysterious, but also freeing. Let's get to know our thieves, those areas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?